Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And I see Eddie Seawalk, and Eddie, I didn't know. Nobody told me you were covering the series. Monza's come and said, Eddie's covering the Red Sox. I said, really? It's game four. Where has he been? So I didn't know you've been covering the Red Sox in this series.
Well, I've been covering them here. Let's put it that way.
So wait a second. You're covering the Red Sox, but they wouldn't send you to your hometown,
that's
Boston.
Correct. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Oh, how dumb is this station? I mean, this station. How utterly ridiculous is that? They wouldn't send Eddie C., who's from Boston, to Boston to cover the Boston Red Sox series with the Yankees and the Red Sox. I mean, give me a break.
Well, let me just say this.
We can't be that cheap, can we?
When the Mets played in September, I didn't go either to Boston.
To Boston.
Yeah, three games. It would be nice to go home.
But
there's no affinity, no
allegiance. What are we doing? What are we doing here? I mean, what are we doing?
By the way, do you want me to call up Jake and see if he's available Thursday night when you get past this game tonight? See if DeGrom can maybe slide in.
Why not? Make the trade now. What do you want? Let's see. You know, now they all want DeGrom. Now they want to make the trade. They didn't want to make the trade then.
Exactly.
Now they all want to make the trade.
Exactly.
DeGrom was great. What's going on there as far as now? I know none of the old guys are going to be the general manager, and I know that Omar's going to be like the Gene Michael, but are they any closer to getting a general manager?
No, they're not. Actually, you know, they've been doing interviews this week. I think they've had two interviews thus far, but, you know, here's the thing. It's almost like pulling teeth.
Jake Turnton turned them down, right? He turned
correct.
Them down.
You know, there've been three guys that have turned them down so far.
See, they have a bad image. That's the problem. You know, people think they won't spend money and stuff like that.
Well,
it's the New York Mets. It's still New York. It's got to be a good job.
You know, listen, when you look at the core that's there, the talent, you know, with DeGrom and others, Conforto, et cetera, you have a good talent base, and you have a great starting pitching rotation.
Right.
But the problem is the dynamic. When you have a three-headed GM and one of those three is
going to be a talent evaluator.
Well, but also he's doing the interviews for the first row of contestants or whatever.
That's John Rico.
You know, and you know Omar well.
How can John Rico do the interviews when he's not even the president of the club? He doesn't run the club.
And
he's not a candidate to be the general manager. So why would he be doing the interviews?
I don't disagree.
It doesn't make any sense.
The setup, I think, has turned a lot of people off.
And Omar's going to be involved. But Omar, everyone loves him.
Right.
He's never going to want your power. But, you know, it's still a very odd situation.
It is.
Because
you're going to bring Fred in later, too, after the first round of interviews is done.
I think that's
an odd dynamic.
You know what? It's, again, the Mexican. They can screw up a one-cost funeral. I mean, that's basically it. I mean, I think they mean well. Why would you have Rico involved doing it? He shouldn't be doing the interviews. It doesn't make any sense. You want a guy who's above them doing the interviews. You don't want someone who's not a candidate for the job doing the interviews.
Well, Jeff is doing the interviews with him. I think Jeff wanted some help. He trusts John. John's been there. He's been a steady guy. But, you know,
Jeff's got to do the interviews. That's all there is to it. He's got to be the one who... Or hire an outside agency to do the interviews.
And it may end up where you have somebody like Omar being baseball ops guy and then a general manager. I'm not sure.
Omar doesn't want the job.
I know he doesn't. He doesn't want the GM job.
No, right? he told me that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's get to the Red Sox. You were only here yesterday, so you saw them at their best, which obviously, and Eovaldi did a heck of a job. I tell you, Eovaldi. Barely. You knew he'd be the toughest matchup against all the Yankee righties, but he did a great job last night.
One run, 23 innings in his work against the Yanks this year. No, he was great. And Porcello is a guy I think they can reach tonight. He's pitched well.
I think they can hit him. And, you know, I think people don't realize there's a lot of pressure on the Red Sox.
Right.
They were killing them after Sunday night up there. Paper Tigers, they're going to lose in the playoffs again, blah, blah, blah. So a lot of pressure on that Red Sox team, and they responded last night, boy. They came out, they were aggressive. And how about Angel Hernandez's performance last night? Then he's behind the plate tonight.
Behind the plate tonight.
I mean, and you know Angel's got a he gets a little cranky.
He has a short trigger.
Yeah, he got a little, and Rabbit he is, too.
Holds grudges.
Rabbit he is.
Yes,
you know, he'll
exactly.
be on him from the dugout, the whole thing.
That was just a horrific example of Angel's work last night. But, again, he's behind the plate tonight. That's what you're
He embarrassed baseball last night. That was almost like a Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah.
I mean, one more time.
CeCe, I think, has a pretty good relationship with him over
they
the
years. They fight, though,
yeah.
right?
They do fight. Yeah, they fight. I mean, they got to both.
CeCe will be mad if they bunt tonight. If they bunt on him, he gets mad.
You probably guarantee it.
Don't bunt on him. Yeah. I mean, I would bunt on him from the get-go tonight. They're scrappy, the Red Sox. You got to give him credit. And I like Benintendi. You know what? He loves his ballpark, but he gets big hits. He really does.
You know, the key to me last night, Mike, was, and again, you look at the top of their lineup, that's, you know, you have to go through JD and Betts and Benintendi, but Cora, before the game, was asked about Devers and Vasquez behind the plate, and also Holt at second base. He replaced three guys right there,
and they hit.
They had eight hits, seven RBIs, six runs scored.
And Holt, right, I guess we got to call that a cycle, even though he gets it off Romine, but still, you know, I didn't realize only cycle of all time.
I never realized that either.
But he did it. I was on the app last night, and I said, you know, I wonder how many there've been in the postseason. It's a pretty rare event, a cycle. Then you find out it's the only cycle in the history of baseball.
It was kind of funny. After the game, Benintendi, Eovaldi, and Holt were—they had a threesome on the dais. And somebody asked whether Holt knew he needed a home run at the end, and Benintendi goes, "Knew?
He knew.
He was screaming in the dugout.
I got to get up there against Romine.
Exactly.
It was batting practice.
Exactly.
I don't Let care. Me I'm hitting it out of here.
Make sure I get my at bat.
That's it. I'm hitting it out of here, man. He was so happy. He was. He wanted that at bat so bad. It was unbelievable.
Said it was the only time.
Still, he hit a home run. You know what?
I don't care.
Even if it's batting practice, it's hard to hit a home run when you're trying to hit one.
He said this, the only time in his life that he actually tried to hit a home run. And he did.
Yeah. Well, here, if you can pull it down the line, you got a good chance it's going to go out.
Got that right.
That's for
sure.
What about the pen? If the Red Sox, I still say you're because Eddie's the biggest Red Sox fan going. If you're winning tonight in the eighth inning, do you try and squeeze two innings out of Kimbrel or one inning out of Kimbrel?
I would squeeze two. He hasn't pitched, so I would squeeze two out of Kimbrel.
You get two out of him?
The way he's pitched down the stretch, I don't know if he could.
I don't know if I'd go there. The question is, who do you go in the eighth inning if you don't?
See, the problem to
me... Who does he have faith in the eighth inning about?
The problem to me, the eighth inning guy that they need is starting the game for the Red Sox tonight.
Right.
See,
Porcello, he'll go to him in the pen, but he's not there tonight.
If you could slide Porcello into that eighth inning, I think
the other guy's
really
aren't
good.
Any good.
No, I agree.
He needs an eighth inning. So you try and get six. I always think it's hard to get six out of the closer when he's got to sit down because he comes in, he's jacked up. And especially if he's pitching to the good part of the lineup in the ninth, because he's giving you his best stuff. Now he sits down, and now he's got to get up again. That's hard for those guys.
No matter where the Yankee lineup is, even if you're down the bottom in the eighth inning, you're gonna pay eventually. If you have to get six outs, you're gonna face some big
guys. That's why I don't know if they can do that. I think gives the Yankees a big edge tonight. Yeah, the Yankee pen is very rested too.
Yep.
Although the Yankee pen. On name value, it's great. It has not been great down the stretch. The only guy who's been really good is Betances.
Yep.
Britton hasn't been great. Chapman's on a bad leg. Robbie had a little bit of a tired arm. They have not been great down the stretch.
You know, it's interesting. The two closers who are usually locked down guys, you haven't seen much in the
series,
and you don't know much about them. They're both pretty shaky, I think.
And a week out, Boone wouldn't even tell me who the closer was. Now he went back to Chappie. But, you know, Chapman, he has those games that comes in, he can't land on a knee, and he's wild as heck.
Yep. No, very true. I think it's going to be an interesting game tonight. I give the edge to the Yankees. I thought last night, just watching the first inning, was tough for Severino. They squared up three balls on him, but we're almost out of this.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So if the Red Sox win tonight,
yes.
Are you the Red Sox beat guy from your house in the next series?
Very possible, Mike. I don't know. I can't leave the zip code. So I'm not quite sure how I'm going to work
Eddie's
that.
Under house arrest. He's the only beat writer who's under house arrest.
See my ankle monitor here?
So, Eddie, if the Red Sox are playing Houston, Eddie is the beat guy. I'll have you on from your house.
Okay, good.
That's it for the whole series.
I'll work it.
Just say, hey, Mike, act like you're there. I'll get
some crowd applause in the background. I'll do it that way. Okay?
The fan is, you know, they're saving money, so don't send Eddie on the road, which is the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life. I mean, my God. I mean, give me a break. The guy's covering the Red Sox. How about sending him to Boston once? I mean, I tell you right now, you're going to Boston for Game 5 if they win tonight. I'm telling you right now,
okay.
I don't care if I pay for it.
All right, okay.
You got it. Okay?
Good to see you, man.
See you, Eddie.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.